going to continue with inyanim relating to Sukkos in Tamim and Halach Shir. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Ochlin Achilas Arei Chutz L'Sukkah Ve'ein Yishenim Shinas Arei Chutz L'Sukkah. A person is allowed to have a snack outside of the Sukkah, but a person is not allowed to sleep even a nap outside of the Sukkah. My time, why can't you take a nap outside of the Sukkah? Amar Rav Ashi, Gzeir Hashem Yirdam, we're afraid that if you take a nap outside of the Sukkah, that you're going to fall asleep for good, meaning really naps should have been allowed outside of the Sukkah, but we're afraid you're going to fall asleep for a longer period of time. The Gemara is another daya that ain keva l'shena, that there's no such thing as a short nap, meaning by snacks, so less than a certain shear is called a snack, is not called a meal. But by sleeping, there is no shear of what could be defined specifically as a short sleep or a long sleep. Sometimes you need a short sleep, sometimes you need a long sleep. And, you know, power nap sometimes gives you more energy than a whole night's sleep sometimes will give you. So there's no real shear for a nap. So that's why the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Taf Resh Lamed Tes Sif Beis, Ochlim V'Sholsim Yishenim B'Sukkah Kol Shiva, Bein Be'yom Bein Be'Layla, Ve'ein Yishenim Chutz L'Sukkah Afilu Shinas Harai. One is not allowed to sleep outside of the Sukkah even a little bit. Even though you're allowed a snack outside of the Sukkah, you're not allowed to take a nap outside of the Sukkah. So this is the issue I wanted to discuss today. Is there any, why is it that so many people are knowing here in America not to sleep in the Sukkah? And is there any way that maybe we could be a Melamed Zchus, or maybe not? Maybe we should dafka, and even if we can be a Melamed Zchus, should we dafka try to make sure that we do sleep in the Sukkah? So let's now, clearly based on the Shulchan Aruch, it seems clear that you're not allowed to sleep at all outside of the Sukkah. However, Prima Gadim writes that even though you're not allowed to take a nap outside of the Sukkah, if it's a very, very short nap, less than the amount of time it takes to walk 100 amos, then you're allowed to, that's not even a Shemus Arai. That you're allowed to do outside of the Sukkah. The Arai is against that. The Balamar writes in the end of Maseches Pesachim, Balamar wonders, why is it that we make a bracha on Sukkah called Shiva, but we don't make a bracha on matzah kol shiva, right? Why is it that we make a bracha on Sukkah all 7 days but not matzah? So he says, because even though you're not allowed to eat chametz all 7 days of Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah. You could eat peiros, you could eat other things, you could eat potatoes all the time, and you'll still survive. But outside, you're never going to be able to survive outside of the Sukkah for all 7 days, because you're going to have to sleep eventually. And true, you can eat foods that you don't need to eat in the Sukkah, but eventually you're going to have to sleep. You're going to have to take some sort of tiny nap, and that needs to be in the Sukkah. You can't live without sleeping for 7 days, says the Balamar. So the implication of the Balamar is, no matter how short the sleep is, it needs to be in the Sukkah, because you could live for 7 days by taking very, very brief naps that are even less than 100 amos. That's what the Gemara Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel describes by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that they would just nap on each other's shoulders for as they were going around in the circles, and that would keep them going for days like that. So, sounds from the Balamar against that that Prima Gadim, that even the tiniest naps, and Pash Pshat in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, is that even the tiniest naps have to be taken in the Sukkah. Now, the Ramah writes that the fact that nowadays we're makel with this, unbelievable. Ramah writing in Poland says that there were some people that are medaktik and mitzvahs that would still sleep in the Sukkah, but why doesn't everybody else? Yeshua Mishon Tzina. So he says, because it's freezing cold. It's freezing cold. It's a tremendous tzar to sleep in the Sukkah. Meaning, the primary rule of Sukkah is teshvu kein taduru. But Sukkah's teshvu, so how do you sit in Sukkah? The same way you live in your house. If it would be 20 degrees below zero in your house, you'd find somewhere else to stay for the night. You wouldn't sleep in your house. So when it's 20 degrees below zero in your sukkah, you find somewhere else to go sleep in the sukkah. That's one svara lahaka. Then the Ramah says, I have another svara. V'linyer mishum de mitzvah sukkah ishu beso. Ish v'ishto kederek shu dar kal hashana. The mitzvah of sukkah is ishu beso, that a man is supposed to be there with his wife. Just like he lives, it's also teshva kent to do revart, but not relating to the cold. It relates to being there with your wife. So if you have a sukkah that you can't be there with your wife because you don't have a private sukkah, so then you're pater from sukkah.
Now,
And therefore, the Rama says, if you were able to have a private sukkah, and your wife is willing to come with you to the sukkah, so then you should sleep in the sukkah with your wife, and therefore be mekayim the mitzvah of teshvu ke'ein toduru, of yeshiva b'sukkah. Now, that's a great chiddush. That line of the Rama is actually a phenomenal chiddush, because the Gemara itself discusses whether women are chayiv in sukkah based on the fact that teshvu ke'ein toduru, based on the fact that a husband needs to be in the sukkah. So the Gemara says in Eruchin, Gimlam Beis, Hakol Chayavim B'Sukkah, Kranim Levim Yisraelim. So says Gemara, of course Kranim Levim are Chayiv. If they're not Chayiv, who is Chayiv? So Gemara says, now I would have thought that Kranim are Patu, because it says B'Sukkah's Teshvu, so Ke'in Taduru, that just like Dira, Ish V'Ishto, Af Sukkah Ish V'Ishto, and Kohanim, since they're Bnei Avoda, should not be Chayiv, Kamash V'Lo, and therefore it comes to tell me that they're still going to be Chayiv. So what's the implication? Is that I would have thought that sukkah is ish v'ishto, and therefore if you can't be there without your wife, your pater, kamash v'lan, that no, you're still chayiv. Right? And the Gemara in sukkah has a similar thing to try to figure out whether women are chayiv, and the Gemara says that no, it's not a chayiv for women, it's your chayiv, but it's not a chayiv for women. It's a havami. I would have thought a woman is chayiv because a man needs the woman there, kamash v'lan, the woman's not chayiv. So it's an interesting mechanic, according to the Rambam. It's an interesting mechanics of the din, according to the Rambam. The woman could say, I'm not chayiv, I'm not sleeping there. And the man could say, no, you have to sleep there because you need to help me do my mitzvah. And I can't do my mitzvah unless you sleep there. So the woman has no personal chayiv, but she has an obligation to help the husband out in order for him to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Now the Taz writes that married men are Taz and Tafri Shlam and Tess, Sivkat and Tess, says no, married men are patur from sleeping in the sukkah because he's also the mitzvah, being a Sameach's wife. He's a woman has a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, and it's Misameach's wife for him to sleep in the bedroom with her and not to sleep in the sukkah. So that's the question, is that really a kiyum of the mitzvah of being Misameach one's wife? The Gemara in the 10th paragraph of Masechus Pesachim says, "Nashim b'mem misamchem, how are you misameach women on Yantiv? Big day tzivonim, you buy them nice clothing." It doesn't say that you stay with them, that you sleep in the same room. But one could argue that's just rotzi isha b'kavet tiflus me'asav rekavenu precious, that a woman would rather have her husband with her more than anything else, and therefore maybe that's that does count as a kiyum of being osek in the mitzvah of being mesameach one's wife. Now in the Chazon Avadia, Rav Avadia Yosef doesn't buy it. He says, no, what does this have to do with osek mitzvah in the mitzvah? Osek mitzvah in the mitzvah is when you have two mitzvahs that are both min adam l'makom. So you're doing one, you have to do the other. Mitzvah min adam l'chaver, mitzvah min adam l'makom, we don't say osek mitzvah in the mitzvah. He has such a yisod. So to be mesameach your wife is ben adam l'chaver. Sitting and sleeping in sukkah is ben adam l'makom. So he doesn't think that that would be included in the mitzvah. Now the Ramah is another comment that if it's a sukkah that you can't sleep in, the Ramah Simin Tafresh Mem Siv Dalit says that, let's say there's a sukkah Misha Lo Yu Chalishim B'Sukkah Machon Shetzar Lo B'Pishat Yadav Raglav. Sorry, wrong Ramah. The Ramah says that if a person has a sukkah, yeah, in if you have a sukkah that you couldn't possibly sleep in because it's in a dangerous area, or because it's just not shaykh to sleep in, it's too small to crunch your body up and sleep in it, or it's uncomfortable to sleep in, for whatever reason you're not able to sleep in that sukkah, then says the Rama, you're not yotze with that sukkah anything. It's not a sukkah. You're not yotzei even eating in that sukkah. I feel b'dvarim shalom etzdar behem. D'lavi ke'ein dira, shiyuchel as shom kol tzrachat. One of the dinim of a sukkah is that your sukkah has to be ke'ein dira. It has to be like your house. And your house, you could do anything. You can't do anything in the sukkah. Mele, you're not going to be yotzei in such a sukkah. That's the shita of the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes several achronim that disagree with that Ramah, and it seems that if the Ramah, the Shitaso, accepts the first Shita, that the reason that people don't sleep in sukkah is because of the cold, then they shouldn't have eaten in the sukkah then either. If it's too cold to sleep in the sukkah, it means that it's not a sukkah that's right for everything. Unless he meant that, no, at night it was too cold. During the daytime, they could have slept there. So during the daytime, it's a kosher sukkah. At nighttime, it's not a kosher sukkah. At the end of the day, what are the heterim to not sleep in the sukkah? So we have two basic heterim that are both quoted by the Rama. We have the teshu came to do that it's freezing cold, and we have the fact that you're not going to be with your wife. So if you're a single person, you don't have the wife heter at all, obviously. And if you're a married person, then you got to look at, then the only heter you'd have left is the heter of the cold. So you have to look at how cold is cold. And I'm always talking in Poland, meaning the way you have to measure that level of cold is, let's say your house was that cold. Would you leave your house and go somewhere else when your house was that cold? So that's a question that a person has to ask themselves. It may depend on who the person is. Rav Moshe, Rabbi Tendler told me that Rav Moshe, when he would visit Muncie, would always sleep in the sukkah, because in the Lower East Side he wasn't able to sleep in the sukkah, because in the Lower East Side it was terribly dangerous, and so they couldn't sleep in the sukkah. And in Russia, you could die of freezing cold, so he didn't have the opportunity to sleep in the sukkah. So he was so excited at the opportunity to sleep in the sukkah, and when he would visit his daughter and son-in-law in Muncie, that he would always sleep in the sukkah. And that's why the Tendlers built their dining room. They built a retractable roof on the dining room to turn the dining room to a sukkah, because Rav Moshe was 90 years old and he insisted on sleeping in the sukkah, and they thought it was a sakana for him. So they built a room for him off that, you know, as part of the house, that would be a good sukkah. Shlomo Zalman is an interesting chiddush. Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo writes that if someone falls asleep in the sukkah, the mitzvah is to go to sleep in the sukkah. The mitzvah is not to be asleep in the sukkah. So let's say there's not room for everybody in the sukkah. So you could tell somebody, it's okay, you sleep in the sukkah, it's no problem. Then as soon as they fall asleep, you could pull them out, and then you go sleep in the sukkah. Because once they're already sleeping, they're already in the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah. Not the most practical case, but, you know, I guess it's an interesting chiddush in the sugya of sleeping in the first place. Okay, I guess we'll stop. So again, l'chadchila, a person should try to sleep in the sukkah. If you get sick, or it makes you become a chola, or you become a tztayer, which, you know, very often happens. A person thinks, I could tough it out, and it's no problem. And then they get sick on the first night every year. By me, every year, the first night of sukkahs. Well, not recently. Thank God, recently I've been much better. But for a while, every year, I would get sick on the first night of sukkahs. And that was it. That was it for me. That every other night, I'd be back inside. But if the weather is decent, it happens to be one of the most enjoyable mitzvahs to do. Sleeping in the sukkah is very gishmak, and it's a wonderful mitzvah we should try to fulfill.